Ostrava.
The inhabitants of Netolice are being asked to participate in a unique scientific experiment after the discovery of a well-preserved Premyslid burial site dating back from the 11th to the 13th centuries. They asked the locals, especially the old settlers whose families had lived there for generations, to give DNA samples which would be compared to the DNA samples acquired from the remains found in the burial site. The locals could thus find out if their distant ancestors were Premyslids who lived in the settlement thousands of years ago. Despite a lot of initial excitement around the project, scientists say they're disappointed with a subsequent lack of interest. They handed out 150 DNA testing kits to the old settlers in town, and only 30 handed them back. Of that, only 15 were usable, since the others had not adhered to the simple instructions. A second, more urgent appeal has now been made to the public. Archaeologists say they have good reason to believe that they would be successful in finding the same DNA pattern and establishing a definite link. The given area was inhabited by a big Premyslid settlement, and its inhabitants were not prone to migrating. Moreover, the skeletons uncovered in the burial site are very well preserved and afford many DNA samples for the comparative study. Unfortunately, the living are far less eager to cooperate. Should kids get the benefit of sex education from an early age? Experts say absolutely, in order to prevent abuse and unwanted pregnancies. However, despite Czech society's generally tolerant attitude when it comes to sex, people are far more conservative when it comes to their own children. When the ministry published a sex education brochure intended to help teachers tackle the subject in the classroom, there was an uproar. 6,000 parents signed a petition against it, slamming it for being too graphic and talking openly about things like homosexuality, masturbation, orgasm, and oral sex. They moreover insisted that any sex education given to their children should be closely consulted with themselves, an attitude that is likely to make teachers already nervous about having to broach the subject of sex in the classroom even more so. Funnily enough, the only unperturbed party in all this are the kids themselves, who appear to know a great deal more than their parents would dream of, and who talk about it using a vocabulary that would make teachers cringe. Tea lovers should not miss the second annual Chajomir festival due to be held in Prague's Vyšehrad Park on August the 21st. The festival of tea and peace will begin at sunrise and last until dusk, with tea masters performing their rites for the public. People will be able to sample tea brands from different parts of the world and learn about the ancient art of making and serving tea from Korean and Japanese masters. This year, the festival will focus particularly on Korean tea culture, which is largely unknown to those outside of Asia, and is being held under the auspices of the Korean Embassy in Prague. Last year, the festival was attended by over 2,000 people. A ticket to the grounds will give you access to all the accompanying events and free tea samples. Stuntman Petr Fiedor this week wowed the public with another of his incredible feats. He filled his sandals with shards of broken glass from a smashed beer bottle and proceeded to walk up Křemešník Hill in them, setting a new Czech record. He said the walk was merely a warm-up for a much bigger record that he's planning to set, ascending the three best-known Czech mountain peaks, Sněžka, Říp and Blaník, in glass-filled sandals within the space of 24 hours. ruins of an old castle at Helfenburg will be the site of a goat festival at the weekend. Although people are invited, goats will be exclusively at the center of attention. The events include a Miss Goat Beauty contest, to which breeders can enter a maximum of 2 goats, and a sale of goat products, both edible and inedible. Helfenburg itself has a number of goats kept to graze the grass because the hilly, rocky terrain is not ideal for lawn mowers. Unfortunately, the herd has become so popular with tourists and the goats are so adept at begging and even stealing food from them that they are no longer willing to graze. And finally, the girl with the longest hair in the Czech Republic, 14-year-old Kateřina Vojkůvková, has rebelled against her princess image and had it cut short. Her first ever visit to the hairdressers left her parents in shock, since it was their idea she should grow her hair as long as possible. Katka says that her place in the Czech Book of Records for hair almost 1.5 meters long was simply not worth keeping, being both impractical and unfashionable. Now, she says, she's ready to start a new life.